Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. You know, every time we have Tom Pop on the show, I mean, the guy, I don't know if he does a comedy special every day, but he's doing some work, and he's got a brand new Netflix special. This is his fifth. What a day. And he joins us here on the National Defense. Tom Papa, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How you been?
Listen, I just watched your special again. How do you, it's an enormous amount of material you come up with. Are you writing every day?
I do write every day. Some days are more productive than others, but I'm always at the very least writing down an idea or something. It's kind of like a lifelong pursuit for sure. It really comes down to a memory thing. I used to think, that is funny. I'll remember that. And
right.
You're going to bed and you're like, wait, I can't remember it. I have to write every day.
What do you have against pugs? Come on.
I love pugs. It's just a weird animal.
It is a weird animal.
Snores when it's eating. Snores when it eats.
Yeah, it almost looks like pugs are not quite finished yet. You kind of talk about how God kind of put them together and forgot to do some things, right?
Yeah, it's like the eyes don't even fit in its head. It's like God was making it, ran out of pug eyes, and said, "Let's give it cow eyes and see how that goes." It doesn't go.
And you rescued a pug. And which is so cool.
We did.
But what's cool, it's funny, and you've joined that group of pug people now that, you know, that just don't say anything bad about my pug, right?
I love the pug, but it is hilarious. Look, it's a great dog for a comedian, because as a comedian, you're self-deprecating, you laugh at yourself, and now you've got a dog that also needs a good sense of humor to get through life. The only problem with my dog is that he pees everywhere. And it's not because he's got a problem. He's just an a-hole. He just licks the mark everywhere.
It's so funny.
So we had to buy these pugs. We had to buy these diapers for him. We literally went on Amazon and we bought these diapers. And it looks more like a Velcro back brace that the UPS guy wears. But it's really pathetic. He's walking around with pants on. That's not normal.
It's so funny, though. You know, you wouldn't think a pug would invoke any kind of fear in any other dog. But I've got a rescue pit bull mix who is a absolute, I mean, he would scare you just looking at you, except every pug that he's ever met, the pug is in his face. I mean, they get in his face,
yeah.
and he's scared to death. It's just, I don't know what it is with pugs.
They have a short man syndrome, so they get very aggressive when they're around other dogs. It's hilarious. and the other dogs, it's not like what I say in my act. You know, if you don't know what a pug is, they advertise it as a dog. But it's not. So I understand why your dog is like, what is this?
What is that thing? We're talking to Tom Papa, comedian Tom Papa, here on the National Defense. His new fifth Netflix special, What a Day, is out there right now. And you got a book coming out. We're all in this together, so make some room. And I love the description of this, Tom. It's comedic essays that aim to unite us through our stupidity. I love that.
Yeah, look, you quickly realize when I was younger, I was like, I'm different from all these people. I'm going to live a unique life. And it doesn't matter what you try to do. We're all exactly the same. We're all doing these dumb things. We all have problems flossing. We all get stuck in the elevators. So why not embrace that, open your eyes, and learn from everybody else's mistakes? You know, everybody's done everything that you're trying to do.
Right.
So look at all these other people and how they failed, and you'll live a better life.
And just to kind of underscore that, I just took a trip to Sarasota, Florida. I'd never been to Sarasota. A buddy of mine's got a condo there. And so he stays down there, you know, half the year. And he says, you got to come down and just see the way I live down here. I mean, it's fantastic. So I get down there. He's not living any differently than I am. He's got the same problems in warm weather. I mean, he's still,
Of course not. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yes, it doesn't matter where you are. He's still trying to, he's still spending half of his day trying to remember his passwords for his stupid accounts. He's still going to the store and he's stuck behind somebody and doesn't know how to use the credit card machine. We're all exactly the same.
Right. His biggest problem is where do I buy scotch? You know, I got to find a place to buy scotch.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's like the biggest thing of his day.
He's just a little more sunburned than you are.
Right, exactly. We're talking to Tom Papa here at the National Defense. What do you find that, you know, when you're walking around out there and people are doing stupid things, especially shopping, you know, this time of year? It's one of those things where you know it's coming every year. And I do the same thing with my wife. So what do you want for Christmas? I don't know. I don't care. I don't really need anything. Yeah, and that I hate that answer because you know that the week before Christmas there will be a list.
Yeah, no, right? I know. My wife keeps like blurting stuff out. It's like we've got 5 days left. What are you doing? What are you doing right now?
Right.
I was on Amazon last night. I'm like, just please tell me something. Just give me anything that I can order.
Oh, I thought of something.
Dumbest stuff.
I thought of something. A trip to Spain. That'd be great.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and those never count because even though it's a great idea and it's a great trip, there's still like they don't actually hold it when they're opening it. There's nothing to really open. It's just like here's a card with a thing. It's like when I was a kid and forgot to get my parents something. I'm like, here's a subscription to Sports Illustrated.
Right. Which sounds pretty good, actually. I think it's a pretty good gift.
Yeah, but you never followed through. Right. You never really ordered it.
Right.
I tell my wife, look, she doesn't need anything. I don't need anything. It's like, well, can't we just like hang out and eat some candy? And she's like, yeah, that'd be nice. But you know, if you followed through on that, you're gonna pay for it for the rest of the year.
That's not gonna happen. And by the way, we just got a camper. No. You know, like a trailer that we're going to start pulling around and camping and stuff. And she says, why don't we just, you know, for this year, for Christmas, let's just get stuff for the camper. And I almost took that bait because that sounds good, but
if you were married to me, we could do that, no problem.
Right,
I'd be like,
right.
Hey, I'm getting a propane thing. Yeah, great, dude.
Right.
I'm going to go get a cooler. Good. Merry Christmas.
That's right.
You know, we're married to beautiful women, and they were going to make you pay.
Yeah, who do not appreciate a turd toter. They do not. I mean, it's brand new, never used. No. Well, hey, Tom, great to talk to you again, man. This is, I can't wait for this book. We're all in this together, so make some room. And, of course, the Netflix special that's out right now. What a day. Great stuff, man.
Thank you so much. Great talking to you again. Have a great holiday.
Hey, you too. Thank you so much. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.